My theme this month for our devotional is, if you have a problem, what do you do? What is your first reaction? To panic, pretend it will go away, or push it under the carpet and never really deal with it? The answer to such a question may be obvious, as for example in the following statements, to name a few. A household appliance goes wrong. Look at the manual or call a technician or a repair person. You are seriously unwell. Seek medical help. Your car is broken down. Contact a garage. So whatever the problem, contact the appropriate professional. We could indeed make an endless list of possible problems that occur that, to use an expression, would be as long as your arm. What do we do, though, with the deeper issues of life that sometimes seem to have no solution? For when we look at all these problems of life, and indeed our personal problems, it is all too easy to be dragged down by them. Certainly there are issues like a washing machine that is beyond repair, so a new one is the only solution. Also, there are problems of life we cannot fix. However, I would suggest that there is one who is there for us in our time of need, and that is Jesus. An old hymn has a chorus that says these words, "All your anxiety, all your care, bring to the mercy seat, leave it there. Never a burden he cannot bear, never a friend like Jesus." So often we as Christians hang on to our problems rather than hang on to the word of God. So let us start by reading Psalm 121. "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." This psalm reminds us that our help comes from the Lord. For there is not a situation we will find ourselves in where he will not bring support, comfort and peace. So often our problem is that we look at the problem we face rather than to God. We need, rather than to tell God how big our problem is to tell the problem how big our God is. In that way, we can be confident that God will deal with the situation. Let's move on. Let's look at Philippians 4 verses 6 to 8. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." These verses call for us not to be anxious, but to commit everything to God in prayer. Someone put it this way to me: if your life is in a fix, apply Philippians 4 verse 6. I've commented many times that wherever we find ourselves in life, be it in contentment or struggle, God was God before it happened, he is God in the situation, and will still be God after the situation. It is worth knowing that there is nothing that happens that God does not already know about. When my wife and I faced a major crisis, a minister friend said this: "God knew it was going to happen. He knows you can get through it, so trust him to get you through." Again, there is another old hymn that says this: "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear, and what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Here's just a little subnote that's not appearing on the printed text. This hymn was not written when the person who wrote it was on top of the world. In fact, he was going through personal grief. But he could still say, "What a friend we have in Jesus. all our sins and griefs we bear. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. So whatever the problems that occur for you in 2022, let me just remind you that there is a God that is faithful. There is a God that is there. There is a God that will get you through whatever circumstance you find yourself in. It may not be an easy pathway. It may be a tough pathway. But God will walk that pathway with us. So indeed, as we advance into 2022, we can travel through with confidence that God travels with us. And if we lean on and trust him, we will get through and be blessed along the way.